Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, so the Masters is like the Super Bowl for Bischbox and Valdez and EB. I mean, I know EB desperately wanted Greg Norman to win a Masters back in the day. That was his guy.
I wanted who?
Greg Norman. Norman.
Yeah.
Like you, I think you would probably give back three Tiger. You'd probably give back as great as Tiger. You're a fan of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
You'd probably give back five Tiger majors for one Greg Norman Masters.
I think he does that trade, a five for one.
I don't know.
Yeah, but also roots.
So Tiger's greatness
Tiger.
Wouldn't be as great.
For Tiger,
no, I love Tiger. I love Tiger, yeah, but Greg was before Tiger. Greg probably should have retired with like six majors minimum.
But
he
the
got
Masters.
So
I know.
And
I know.
Comes.
Sorted history. Ricky.
Bob Tway. I mean,
Larry Mize.
I mean, the Waldo, the '96 Masters.
You're probably right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
but point is,
Zeller, I think, beat him.
Point is, I think you revere the Masters.
Everybody,
the Masters is awesome.
It's the holy grail of golf.
And Scottie Scheffler's
I would love
two
to go to Augusta.
Three.
I wouldn't want to go on a Saturday or Sunday because I'd
go when I went. I went on practice round.
Hey, I would love to.
Thanks for the support. It's the shock. I appreciate all the props.
I would love to go
so
on a Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe even a Thursday, but not on a weekend.
That's too much.
That'd be too much.
So
I'm just going to watch it.
So Scottie Scheffler wins it.
I'll never go.
And he's been dominant. It's crazy that he wasn't the first pick in the golf pool.
Well, Anna just botched it.
She fumbled it.
I mean, even donks like myself and Cakes know Scottie Scheffler should have been the top pick.
I would have taken Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. It's a no-brainer.
And the question is that a good thing for golf? People liked it when it was Tiger Woods winning all the time, but is Scottie Scheffler too boring?
But Tiger was one in a million. I mean,
no one compares.
No
one.
You can't compare anybody. So that's the problem. We're just so used to Tiger. We watched Tiger for 20 years. But Scott, I think what's good for golf is there's someone that's dominant, and then for everyone to try and catch him. I don't get into the personalities like just the casual golfers do or casual golf fans do. I think it's awesome that someone is dominating like Tiger did, but you know his personality is not going to match.
Here's my question: as a casual golf fan, it seems like there are guys. All right, Tiger was dominant and the best and won at a ridiculous percentage.
Correct.
And won majors and made every cut and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like if I had to say, here's what the last 10 years have been like, seems like there'll be a Scottie Scheffler type that is really good and dominant maybe for a year or two, and then somebody else comes in.
Like he falls off.
Like I would say Jordan Spieth won a bunch.
He did.
And then Brooks Koepka won a bunch. Rory had a little run.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys that have maybe three or four majors.
Yeah, Koepka's
majors,
got five.
Whatever.
Right. Yep.
How is Scheffler different?
I don't know if he is, but I just think my gut is his game is so dialed in, especially his iron play, that he's going to be good for a long, long time.
Now,
could he fall
to me
off
last
the map?
Week,
sure.
You corrected me, EB, last week. Said, well, the difference is Koepka wasn't winning the regular tournaments. He was just winning the majors.
Well, he didn't
care about
him.
Yeah. Scheffler cares about every tournament. He wants to win every tournament he plays in.
What about Spieth? When Spieth was like the number one guy.
Spieth is kind of interesting because he was a young phenom. He like played in the Honda Classic when he was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had this great early start, right? Won the Masters at such a young age. And how many does Spieth have? Does he have like four?
He's got three.
Yeah, he hasn't won the PGA.
It's weird. I don't really understand Spieth.
But was Spieth, why was, this is what I don't really get. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not saying Scottie Scheffler is not boring. Drab doesn't like him, thinks he's bad for golf. He's boring, right? What was different about Spieth? Like, just
why does Spieth
have more charisma?
Spieth is great TV.
He's so much more dramatic golfer.
Spieth will talk his way through the whole round.
Okay,
hate himself for three holes.
He and his caddy the whole time.
And what about
criticizes himself?
What about Koepka?
Koepka's definitely fiery as well.
Koepka's just kind of like a villain. Koepka's a villain. He kind of plays a villain.
But Koepka also to the media, he'll let you know how good he is. So he's complete opposite that way.
All right. So Scheffler's different than those guys.
Yeah.
What about Rahm? Because John Rahm was also one of these guys who was number one for a while.
Rahm will curse on the course all the time.
He's kind of fiery.
So Scheffler doesn't have emotions?
He's a robot. He's a robotic golfer.
He's just like the nicest guy.
It took him an eagle. He's kind of a silent killer.
Yeah.
But
I would argue almost none of those guys move the needle. They definitely don't move the needle like Tiger. None of them do.
No, of course. Right.
But
no,
Spieth probably in his heyday moved it the most.
Well, he was 20. That was also really exciting when he first came on.
True.
Scheffler, he's the Roger Federer of golf. He's just a robot and so boring. And Roger was terrible for tennis because he had no personality. Nobody cared to watch.
I think that there's a lot of truth to that.
I just have no interest. As the most casual of golf fans of only Tiger. I need a personality.
Well, that's why Bryson was so good that he was on that leaderboard, but he just couldn't get anything going.
Well, look, if Tyrrell Hatton, now Hatton's on Live now, but if Hatton was as good as Scheffler.
Oh, he's great TV.
Then he would be good TV.
What if Morikawa would win? Does he have more juice than
Scheffler? Morikawa's kind of the same. He's boring.
Well, so he's won two, right?
Scheffler does nothing for me.
He's boring.
I couldn't even pick him out of the lineup. I don't know who he is.
I am not a Xander guy.
I mean, but I guess maybe Patrick Reed has a little bit.
While I was watching,
Reed is the guy, but he's just disappointing.
Yeah. While I was watching, I was looking it up. Morikawa's won two majors already. Yeah. He's won equal amount as Scheffler.
Yes.
But he kind of came on like really fast. And then kind of
his British is kind of Fugazi because there was lame conditions, no win. Well, he won it with like 17 under.
That was 3 years ago.
Well, his U.S. Open.
It was PGA.
Was COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two that he won are three and four on the rankings.
His biggest criticism, he's a simulator golfer. He can't adapt to conditions or anything like that. He's kind of a robot, too. All right.
I don't like
Morikawa.
I don't dislike any of these guys.
Yeah, I like to watch
all
of them.
See, Drab and I are different. Because I'm not watching it for the personnel. I'm watching it because I love to watch great golf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but the casual golf fan, like Cakes and like Drabby,
but
JP,
who were you rooting for? Like, I truly was rooting for Bryson to make a move for three straight days, and he never could.
Well, I was rooting for the people I bet on. So Rahm was a big zero this weekend, so I needed Scheffler and Rahm. But I was rooting for Homa, actually. Once I knew Rahm was out of it.
Homa's super nice.
I like Homa.
But he's super nice, but he doesn't really move the needle.
No, he's not a needle mover. Look, I'm the perfect, I think, test for a needle mover, right? I'm casual now. I probably watch more than Cakes because I tuned in a little Saturday, tuned a little Sunday.
Cakes downright hates it.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just ambivalent towards it.
No.
Max Homa.
You're more than
Max Homa really moves no needle for me. Here are your needle movers for me.
Yeah.
I think you're right about Bryson DeChambeau. Needle mover.
Definitely.
Then, sadly, it's going to be guys
like Tiger,
like,
but he does move the needle.
Last year, Phil Mickelson, needle mover.
Oh, Phil. If Phil would have been on that leaderboard, that would have been insane.
Look at the glee.
Here,
he's old.
Another needle mover, and he does have a green jacket. He wears it all the time. Sergio Garcia.
He does.
If he Sergio had made a charge.
Let me tell you something. We're joning on Jason Day's outfit.
No, his was
the
worse.
The first day
you're right,
Sergio
you're right.
came in wearing
the fireballs,
yellow,
the red
and green. Yeah. He looked terrible.
Another needle mover.
It was red and yellow.
Another needle mover.
That was yellow
and he has a green jacket. Dustin Johnson would be the needle mover.
DJ, he's got fat.
Yeah, but DJ's he's a robot too.
He is.
Yeah, but he's got Paulina.
He's
got
swagger.
The Paulina factor.
He just walked around right, like he true. Had a 10-incher, and everyone knew.
True, but right. he's got no personality. Zippy.
No.
His personality kind of stinks, but that's what makes him charming.
He's dumb as a rock.
Yeah, because everyone just thinks he's dumb. Yeah. It's like... You know,
but Xander Schauffele and Cantlay.
Oh yeah, Cantlay. Cantlay, boring.
The guy from Denmark, whatever, Cantlay. That finished in second.
Ludvig Åberg. I would actually.
He was good. Here's part of
I would argue that
stinks.
Not a needle mover.
Åberg talked
Åberg.
About whatever his name is. Blankberg talked about a shot with his caddy and for 3 minutes on TV. And what did he do? He put it right in the drink.
All right. Here's why Ludvig is needle mover is because he's 20 years old, was the number one amateur, and he's has awesome. Already played in a Ryder Cup and has a win overseas and on the PGA okay, Tour.
Needle mover to you, but I'm saying the average Joe.
No, young phenom factor.
Right, what happened to the young phenom that beat McCarthy, by the way? Did he even make the cut?
That beat Denny McCarthy?
Yeah.
The week before.
Ash K. Bahat.
Batia. Batia. I'm sorry.
Did he make the cut?
By the way, they're saying
he finished 35th.
I didn't know this. I saw this on my feed that his part of his original injury was a pickleball injury.
Was it?
I'm not kidding. And they're saying Bernard Langer missed the Masters because he tore his Achilles playing pickleball.
Well, that makes more sense. Langer's like in his 60s.
Yeah.
You know, I know, but dude. I'm telling you, people play pickleball all ages. You know this.
It's tough out in those pickleball streets, EB.
No,
I know this.
Did you know that? Two pickleball injuries affected the Masters. That's unbelievable. I didn't know that Bernard Langer tore his Achilles.
Maybe that's the only hope for the field.
I had no idea.
They need Scheffler to take up pickleball.
There aren't that many guys. Listen, none of
didn't
them.
Didn't he say something after the Masters that it wasn't that satisfying? Golf's not as satisfying
sport. No, he said that golf doesn't define his life.
Yeah, he's big on. That's why he was going to be stupid and leave
well
as his child was being born.
I would say if Spieth. And we should throw Justin Thomas in there. Justin Thomas has a little bit more.
He has charisma,
personality.
Butt. His game is butt right now.
Yeah.
All these guys are kind of playing like butt. That's why Scheffler's dominating.
Except for one.
If you could wave a magic wand right now.
Yeah.
And it can't be to make Tiger the number one guy. Who would you want to be the number one guy that would have a little riz?
I'm a Bryson guy.
Spieth.
I'm a Bryson guy.
Probably Spieth.
I like Spieth. He's fine. I don't like his caddy for some reason.
Spieth's caddy.
Michael, you don't like Michael?
On my
How do you know who these people's caddies are?
Everyone knows.
Because we watch.
Same one
Everybody
for 10
knows.
Years.
Yeah, you didn't know that Ted Scott won his fourth green jacket. Scotty Scheffler. So he won two with Bubba, two with
You're
Scotty.
You're right. Nope. I did not know Ted Scott.
I saw he's made already the caddy $1.2 million this
see
year.
I did see that he's got the deep pockets.
I don't know.
Good for him.
By the way, Tiger won $44,000. He should just give all of that to his caddy. First of all, he doesn't need it.
Right.
And he should just give it all
Who's
to his
Tiger's
caddy.
Who's Tiger's caddy? I'm sure you know.
I don't know, it's like some new guy.
Thought
I don't
he's probably
this.
Knows Charlie's caddy.
I don't know Charlie. It was, I don't know.
How quickly do you think Tiger was on his private after he got off the 18th green?
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about
20
that.
20 minutes.
Well, I was thinking, is he going to hit skins now? Because
he gave up sex.
Now. He said he gave up sex before the tournament. So as he was walking, they showed him walking from 18 green.
Yeah.
All I could think about is he was probably thinking, which chick am I going
to
call?
Maybe that was that was his note to the other guy.
It was nice
Who
for
do
him?
You know?
It was nice for him to shake hands with Vern and have a few words. It looked like he was ready to go after about 7 seconds.
Yeah, well,
like
it was a cursory thing, but it was nice.
Vern had the death grip on his
head. Did you notice Vern's pants were falling down?
Well, Vern's
he had the Malbon pants.
He's late 80s.
He had the pants. They were
you're going to look like that, too, when you're 85.
I don't know.
If you're alive.
He needs to do some squats or something.
Squats. Here are his squats. He squats down to tie his shoes, and he's done for the day.
His pants, he had the belt around the pants, and they're below his cheeks.
He's 83.
I didn't see that, but I saw him on TV, and he did not look good.
Yeah. He's a.
How many years has he done it?
Well, this is it.
Like 40.
Yeah,
Pants on the ground.
If I make it to 83,
his pants were on the
please
ground.
Don't show me on television.
No.
He's still spotlighting me on TV.
Yeah, he was hiding behind a tree.
Hey, you you got a rounder butt than Vern.
Silly, I'll take that.
Who's more exciting though, Vern Lundquist or Scott Scheffler?
Vern.
I just call him Scott.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
another thing. His dad's name is Scott. You're a grown ass man. Yeah. Drop the Scotty.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing?
You hear that horse?
Scotty's vodka.
That's his name. Other people are calling him.
Yeah, what do we get about Scotty's vodka? Scott's vodka?
It should be Scott's vodka. No,
Scotty's
Scott Pippen.
To sell vodka, Scotty sounds better than Scott's.
I'm kind of with you, though.
Man, things bother Drab.
They do.
It's a child's name.
I'm sorry.
Tommy Horse Camp.
Tommy. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, but he probably in business.
You're Drabby.
In business, he probably graduated to Tom or Thomas.
Who?
On Tommy's, if he has a business
Nobody calls him Tommy. Nobody calls him Tom.
He should have graduated
Tom.
Really,
no one on earth calls Tommy.
But he should have. The point is, he should have graduated Tom.
Look, maybe he does. He's just Tommy.
No, they'll always be known as
Tommy.
He's
not even Tommy to me.
He's Johnny. Those brothers.
Yeah, Tommy Johnny, and Johnny is Johnny.
For life.
Yeah.
If he was Johnny Auville, that'd be nubs.
You're right.
It'd be embarrassing.
You're right.
Skanks.
I know.
I mean, off the air.
That was another thing, by the way, on the Altcast. Gabby asked me, Bruce Boudreau, why my nickname is Cakes. I didn't have a good story.
You should have
made something up. I need to make up a story.
You should have said for my flat ass.
Maybe that'll be it going forward. I don't know.
I don't even know what the story is.
Let's go to
I used to call him Johnny Cakes playing ping pong.
It's
a common nickname, by the way.
It's not a good story.
Well, I know Cakes.
Maybe that's why, because a lot of Johns are called Cakes, and JP just glommed onto that.
All right, okay.
Let's go to Scott.
Johnny Cakes flows.
Okay.
Scott.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Scotty?
So, don't get me wrong. I like Scotty as a person. I like him as a golfer. But for the love of God, yesterday was horrible. The biggest tournament of the year, biggest thing in golf, he's walking up after the front nine. I mean, not even after the front nine. He's biting his lip. He'd hit a shot to 2 feet. He'd look down, bite his lip. He'd walk up the fairway. Colin Morikawa, who after hole nine when he doubled it, had more fun on the back nine than Scottie Scheffler did. It was so boring to watch. My wife was ready to kick me out of the house because I'm yelling at the TV. It could not have been a worse look for golf. He'll bounce back and he'll be his normal self. But if you want to be with your wife, go be with your wife. Just do your thing off the course and be a show.
Oh, no, he kept
emotion.
Telling everybody, I can't wait to leave here and go fly back and be with my like I'm ready for these questions to end so I can go fly back and
he
be
didn't want to be there.
I don't know.
He didn't want to talk to them.
He just looked so bored. And
Scott, how dumb would he have been if he left for the birth of his child?
I would have loved it.
You would because.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, if he would have left Saturday, okay, cool. If he would have left Sunday, when they called him on the 18th hole, he's up two strokes. I would have loved it if he left on Sunday.
Sounds like he's over. Scott is over. Scott.
Went somewhere else.
Right.
Sounded like when we had Jason Sobel on, and Sobel tweeted a distinction. That Sobel talked to Scheffler, and there was a distinction. Some people were like making it out like he'd leave in the middle of the round. Uh-huh. That what Scheffler actually said was if he got the call before a round started, he would leave. Yeah. He wasn't going to leave in the middle of a round if all of a sudden.
Well,
the
I don't think he was
going to
leave.
He wasn't
going to
leave Sunday
anyway.
Morning. He wasn't going to leave Sunday morning. If he did leave Sunday morning, he'd have IQ of zero. You can't do that. It's not. I mean, kids are your greatest legacy. They're the greatest thing ever. But you don't have to be there to see the kids squirt out.
They're not going to remember.
They don't remember. You know. In fact, anything you remember is a nightmare. You know what I'm talking about, Grabby.
Okay. All right, got to take a break on that note. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Also, we will give you a chance, as we mentioned, coming up at 9:45, a chance to win Aerosmith tickets here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.